Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. So in verse 13 it says, "Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong." So here we have four commandments. And when you add them all up, it is for the faith rest life. First of all, we have the command to apply doctrine. It says, be on the alert. Be on the alert is a present active imperative of that word, Grego reuo, which means to watch, to actually means to refrain from sleep. Keep on being alert. Now, if you remember the Corinthian believers are being infiltrated by these philosophers of that time, the Stoics, the Epicureans, which they believe that there is no resurrection after we die, that's it. So just eat, drink, be merry, you know. And also the Platonism. And they were also infiltrated by the Jewish mentality with the doctrines with the law of Moses, and also the Sadducees, which claim no resurrection. So the same principle that the Corinthians were saved, now they're rejecting. So the Apostle Paul is writing to them at this point to tell them to be on the alert. Now, you may say, how do we compare that to the church today? Now, we've been infiltrated also by all these things in history, right now. The church age. So, what happens in churches today? Like Steve was saying, no doctrine. No doctrine. So when we have no doctrine, the United States has been called a religious country. A religious country without doctrine means nothing. So that's exactly what we have in our country today. No doctrine. So more than ever, we must be on the alert. Our alertness depends upon our knowledge of Bible doctrine and our application of it to pertinent situations. It is a sad situation that we have in believers today are not on the alert. And we have become an easy prey for our enemy, Satan. Satan is at work today, more than ever. You see in our country today. The second command here was, stand firm in the faith. Is to the stability of life. Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm is the word steko, and it is a present active imperative. Again, it means to be stabilized. It means to be oriented to the grace through knowledge of doctrine. Stand firm in the sphere of the faith. Basically, that's what the word means. The faith is the whole realm of doctrine and the principle by which it's used. The faith rest, the manifold of grace. Now, the third commandment is a command of mental attitude. He says, act like men. What does that mean? I know some men that don't act well. But you know, it says, act like men. This is a present, a middle imperative. As you can see, it's a command. The middle voice, where the subject is benefited by the action of the verb. The word means behave. Behave like a man. And the Greek word for a man is the word andrizomai, which comes from that word, the aner. And it means a noble person. Behave like a noble person. Behave like nobility. This is what it actually means. And what Paul is saying here is that believers, that as believers, we are members of the royal family of God. We are nobility. And nobility always has poise and confidence. It is able to handle pressures and situations in life. So if you could translate this, it says, behave like aristocracy. That's basically what Paul is saying. So it is a mental attitude. We are royal family. Now the fourth commandment, it says, be strong. That's the word katraio. It is the manifestation of power. It's almost synonymous to dynamis. Be strong. And the Greek word is for strength here. Means manifest the power. Be dynamic. In other words, it is a command to be filled with the Spirit. Synonymous walk by the Spirit. Walk in the light. Be in fellowship. That's what that word means. If we could ask ourselves, how does an unbeliever see me? How does an unbeliever see us? For that matter, how does a believer see us? A believer without doctrine. How do they see us? Well, this is how it should be. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Now that's powerful. Just as from the Lord, the Spirit. We are to reflect the Lord's glory. To reflect is to mirror or to show something. How can we mirror the Lord's glory? We do this by transformation. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind, by filling ourselves with the Word of God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, the Word of God is our mirror. As we look into the Word with the unveiled face, we will reflect what we're focusing on. We must go to the Word with an unveiled face. If we try to go to the Word disguised as a person who has it all together, we will only reflect what we're focusing on, ourselves. Unveiled face is indicative of the person who looks to God for glory rather than themselves. We may be able to modify our behavior, but of course, we'll never be able to reproduce God's glory in our lives. Our behavior modification is a cheap imitation of a true God's transformation. Look into the Word. We invite ourselves to look into the Word. Be focused in it. And let the Word renew you. You must remember that this is a process. It is a learning process for every believer. Every increasing glory is a continuous work. It just doesn't happen one day and it's all done. It's a continuous work. As you continue to look to the Lord for true glory, you will experience a change in your life. This is a progressive change. It comes from the Lord. His Spirit lives in us. It makes contact with the Word of God and transforms us into His image. See the Word as your mirror. If the Word says it, you can see it in your life. Amen?